Taylor Taylor is back here on Live Music Friday on WKAR's Current State. She's backed by Larry Trice III on keyboards and drummer Austin Tipton. Let's hear a track from the EP called Right Here. This is called Pluto.
But there's no way to pretend there's nothing more. Unfortunately, and I've tried my very best not to sabotage or protest. What message would that send about me? And is it possible that there's a slightest chance? Is our slim, but I love I become when I'm with him. One day, oh, maybe one day, when Pluto is a planet again. One day, oh, maybe one day, he will see me differently when Pluto is a planet again. Happily ever after. And then what happens next? He will come to realize that the girl he's known for his entire life has it out for him. Where does she begin? And is it possible that there's a slightest chance? Is I slim, but I love who I become when I'm with him. One day, oh, maybe one day, when Pluto is a planet again. One day, oh, maybe one day, he will see me differently when Pluto is a planet. System seems a little empty. If it were me, I would approve Pluto's re-entry. And I apologize, no, I don't mean to whine, but I think we'd be better including planet number 9. One day, oh, maybe one day, when Pluto is a planet again. One day, oh, maybe one day, he will see me differently.
Taylor Taylor, the song is called Pluto. Things will be different when Pluto is a planet again.
Yes,
how,
sir.
How long did it take to work out? That is such a clever approach.
Thank you.
lyrical approach to telling a story and writing a song. How long did it take to you to get that idea? Where'd that idea come from?
You know, surprisingly, this was actually one of the fastest songs that I've written, and I think it's because it's a unique topic, and there was kind of a lot to say about it that hadn't necessarily been said in song form before, so it was really easy to just like crank out.
And you'll hear people say, though, that'll happen when pigs fly or when hell freezes over
right.
or something like that. Is that a song of hope or is that a song of despair?
That is up to you.
Ah, up to the listener. What was it to you? Or is that digging too deep?
Oh, no. You know, sometimes when I write things, I don't really have anything in mind specifically sometimes, and it's just, you know, writing the song for the sake of songwriting and for the sake of feeling it
I
and
get
being
it.
Able to sing it. So it's
I get
really,
it.
You know, sometimes there isn't really anything
yeah.
in mind. And
No, I understand. The first time we talked with you was before the Common Ground Music Festival in Lansing 3 years ago. At the time you were 16 years old, Okemos High student, getting ready to play there. We had you play live for us on the show last year. Now you're here on the show again with your most recent EP, which I think you alluded to on your last visit, actually. It's called Right Here.
Yes.
And you're also at Lansing Community College.
Still,
still performing and recording around your academic schedule. What's that like?
It's really nice this semester because I scheduled my classes to be Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So it's nice to have Thursday and Friday, and then of course Saturday and Sunday off to do music stuff or homework if I need to, but mostly music stuff.
But do you have more time as a college student, or did you have more time as a high school student? I guess that's my question.
Definitely more time in college. I'm not at school from
right.
8 to 3 or whatever every day.
Yeah.
And so if there's something in the morning like this, for example, I can come and not have to worry about missing class.
Understood. Tell us what you're studying at LCC.
I'm studying commercial music, so it's kind of a mix of music performance, of theory, and a little bit of production, and a little bit of the business side, too.
And with graduation's very soon.
It is. It's the end of this coming spring, which
yeah.
is crazy to me.
What?
Went by so fast.
Oh, it happens all the time, yeah. What do you have planned after that?
Ooh, after I graduate from LCC, I really want to make the move out to LA and do the scene out there, so maybe these guys will come with me.
Oh, it sounds like an invitation. I don't know. Life in Lansing is pretty good. Los Angeles, Lansing.
LA, Lansing area.
Yeah,
LA.
West LA and East LA is what we got there. Tell us about these two guys. How'd you hook up with Larry Trice III and Austin Tipton? Larry's on keyboards today and Austin's on drums.
Man, these guys are incredible, as you heard them earlier.
It is great to hear you beefed up. I mean, you were super solo. I mean, don't get me wrong. We don't regret a single time that you've been on the show, but it's just great to hear you with a rhythm section, you know?
Yeah, they just add so much to the performance. It's weird playing
yeah.
solo one day and then next day I'll be with the band and then next day solo again and it'll feel so empty. I'm like, oh, I miss those little runs that Larry would do or those little like kicks that Austin would do.
Oh yeah, no, it's great
like
having a rhythm section here. Larry, how long you been playing the piano?
I've been playing for 10 years now. Started when I was about 13. My dad kind of got me into it because he played and. Rest is, I guess
yeah,
they say, history. So,
yeah, yeah. How long have you been playing with Taylor?
I've been playing with Chief here for
Chief.
For about a year. Last August was like our first gig, so yeah, it was just like magic since the first time we played. So
I'm not surprised to hear that. Mm-hmm. You're a Lansing guy?
Yeah, I'm a Lansing guy. I should start changing that up because people usually ask me where I'm from, and I say Lansing. Like I want to have something that's just like incredible, like. Maine or something that just, like, sticks out. Like I'm from
Maine.
There, so
Maine's incredible.
Well, I guess when you say it like that, probably not. But I gotta have a backstory.
It's out of the ordinary.
Yeah,
that's what you're trying to say.
For.
I get it. And Austin Tipton, how long you been playing the drums?
I've been playing the drums since I came out the womb, but I've been taking it serious for like four years since I was 18. I'm 22 now. So.
Okay. How old were you when you had your first drum set?
My mom made sure I got my first drum set at like 5 years old. So
Whoa.
I'm saying when I was young.
Been at it a long time. Well, it shows. It shows. You guys all sound really, really good.
Thank you.
You've been busy doing some voiceover work as well, Taylor.
A little bit.
What? What are you doing?
I did a thing for...
This is spoken word. This is like narration or things like that or what? Commercials or what?
Yeah, mostly commercial stuff.
Okay.
There's a thing with like the Capital Area District Library and just other voiceover work when people need it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys all play at a church as well. Tell us about that.
Go ahead.
Well, we all play, well... Austin, not so much now. He kind of travels from church to church. But we all Tabernacle of David Church. It's a church where my dad is the pastor, Larry Charles Jr., hence I'm the third. And so we kind of all started there together, me, Austin, and my brother, who's not here today, Lawrence. We all kind of started there at Tabernacle of David.
So. Okay. You play there too as well, Austin?
Yeah, I play drums there, but I'm playing keys full-time at Union Baptist on MLK. So.
How impressive. Multi-instrumentalist. This guy's good. Taylor, you recorded the theme song a while back for the Michigan Parks and Recreation Association for the same people who did the Pure Michigan campaign. The song is called Come Out to Play. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Hey, hey, let's get away. The perfect day, tell me twice you want to stay. Ask me nice, and I just may. Hey, 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 come out and play.
We got just a few seconds. Tell us a little bit about that project.
It was at a really cool studio, Gessian Studios, and it was just really, it was so much fun. They documented everything, and they showed me this song, and so I learned it right there, and recorded it, and now it's used for the Parks and Rec Association.
So people are hearing that, and they're thinking, oh, that's a local, that's Taylor.
Yeah, and I hear that they have, that's the song that plays, like, if you call them and get put on hold, then you get to listen to me for a little bit.
We want to thank all of you here for being here today.
You've
really brightened up the day. Taylor, Larry Trice III, Austin Tipton play us out. They play this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Well, Taylor plays this afternoon at Uncle John's Cider Mill. Do I have that right?
Correct. From 4 to 7, I'll be there.
All right. Very good. More from Taylor and friends to take us home here on Current State. We wish you all the best of luck.
Thanks for having us.
I've never been in a clique for anyone to mess with. There's no drama queens or queen bees around here. I'm not as lucky as the cool kids with the hybrid cars or the close friends of the movie stars, but I can live with everything I'm not. And I'm still waiting for reality to come and give me life. So until then, I'll sit tight right here. Yeah, right here is where I should be. And here is where I'm happy. And nothing can stop me. I've got everything right here. Broken a heart or had mine broken apart, because ain't nobody got time for that, and I'd rather not make time for that. Like love songs on the radio, what it feels like, I don't know. So until then, I'll sit tight right here. Yeah, right here is where I should be, and here is where I'm happy. And nothing can stop me. I've got everything right here.